This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've all been spending money pretty freely, despite some of those higher prices we're seeing. That's the message this morning as we learn that the economy grew an unexpectedly strong 3.3% from October through December. Gus Fauché is the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Consumer spending growth was strong. Business investment was solid. Even the housing market, which has been a drag on growth, was roughly neutral for growth. So very good report, and it indicates the economy is strong heading into 2024.
Former President Trump is focusing on a New York courtroom this morning and a lawsuit seeking millions for things he said about advice columnist E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of sexual assault. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The defamation trial against the former president will determine how much in additional damages he will have to pay writer E. Jean Carroll. She was awarded $5 million in the first trial by a different jury that found Trump liable for sexually abusing her in a department store fitting room in the 1990s and then defaming her when she came forward. Trump denying any wrongdoing, calling her a liar.
In Gaza, the health ministry says Israeli fire hit a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid, killing at least 20 of them. The Israeli military says it's looking into these reports. Six nuns kidnapped in Haiti last week have been freed. An archbishop says all of them are in good condition. He's not saying whether a ransom was paid to get them back, nor is there any word of who's responsible. If you've got an iPhone or an iPad, Apple wants you to turn on a feature called Stolen Device Protection. It makes it a lot harder for anybody who steals your devices to get your passwords and empty your bank account, for example. Again, it's called Stolen Device Protection. This is AP News. To Nevada now.
Tribes in Nevada want a massacre site made into a national monument. White attackers massacred hundreds of native people in a desert area in eastern Nevada in the 1800s. Delaine Spilsbury is part of the effort to get the National Park Service to declare the land Basa Wabi National Monument.
The people that were killed here were left here. There were no ceremonies, there were no burials, there were nothing. Their spirits and their bodies are in those trees.
Basa Wabi means sacred water valley.
They came to Basa Wabi because this was such a rich area with a surplus of water and the surplus of plants and animals here. It was like finding a gold mine.
Spilsbury's grandmother survived the massacre. A bill could be introduced soon in Congress to designate the monument. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.